And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Man, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state, the most beautiful state in the nation, Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. There you have it. Hey, listen, we're going to do this last half hour. I'd love to hear from y'all as to your wish list. What's on your wish list? What do you want to see in the incoming days of the Trump administration? What is on your wish list for what you want to see? Like, you got high hopes, and this is the thing. This is what you're watching for. This is maybe part of what drove you to the polls. What is on your wish list? I don't care. You can tell me who you want to see in the cabinet. You can tell me, you know, what kind of things you want to see done. You can tell me about executive orders. Whatever the case may be, you can tell me about pardons. You can whatever you. Listen, I want to hear it. What is y'all's idea of a great wish list for things in the Trump administration to bring us back, to make America great again? Let me go to the phones while we're working on the text messages starting to come in. Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm at Stupid 30 in Nashville right now, and it's pretty much that's what you should call it.
Stupid 30, is that a mile marker or is that a speed limit?
That's the what I'm surrounded by.
Okay.
Yeah, when cars cut you off and come right in front of you and just basically dare you to hit them, you know, it's not real smart.
Don't they know you're bigger than them? I mean, my gosh.
Apparently not.
Well, okay. Hey, by the way, what's on your wish list when Trump gets into office? Seriously speaking, what do you want to see happen?
Seriously speaking, not the first thing I want him to do, but I want him sometime in this administration, I want him to prosecute the people who have committed crimes, actual crimes, and hold them to accountable to the law, because that's just something, Hillary should have went to prison. And, you know, if all she had been doing was to prosecute her, because everybody knows that she broke the laws and everything. But apparently, the two-tier justice system in this country, it needs to be, you know, we need to quit it.
Yeah.
I should have the same rights as anybody else, and no one should have more rights than me.
Totally get it, and I totally agree. I mean, I still think back to when Hillary destroyed the server on which she had classified information, which she shouldn't have. She destroyed the server, and yet we had a young guy who worked, he was a submariner in the Navy. He took pictures of the interior of the submarine he worked on, thinking it was really cool, didn't know that was a violation of his security clearance, and he was prosecuted. And I'm thinking, wow, what the heck?
That was subpoenaed even. They subpoenaed it, and she destroyed it after the subpoena.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, well, how many crimes did we commit here?
Well,
you know,
I thought sure you'd say you want to know if Area 51's got aliens.
Oh, of course it does. I think Kamala might have been one of them. No human being laughs like that.
You've had too many pickled eggs today, man. There's just no way.
I've had my fish anyway.
Yeah, and truck stop fish. Yeah.
You've had truck stop fish too.
Yeah,
truck stop fish, pickled
that's
eggs,
right.
and he's at O'Dark 30 almost on, driving through Nashville in rush hour. Awesome. That's a bad combination,
30,
dude.
I know, but talk about combinations though. Don't you feel kind of, Sonny Halston and Kamala Harris have passed the bar? Don't you feel a little, I'm wondering if I can just belly up to the bar and pass the darn thing, if those two have got their law license.
All I know is they didn't pass the Alabama bar. Thank you very much.
My gosh. Well, maybe you're trying too hard. And that's another thing, the lawyer disclaimer. They need to throw that thing out. That's just a lie, saying that, everybody's represented equally and no lawyer's better than the other ones,
Well, that's because some lawyer got mad and got his feelings hurt somewhere and had to have a disclaimer. All right, man, listen, be safe on the road. And if we find out what's in Area 51, I'll make sure you know.
Hey, but what I was wanting to say, remain in Mexico.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, being serious now. Oh, so that's what you want. That's your number one. Okay.
Yeah, this is what I really called about. The remain in Mexico. It It should, unless you're a Mexican national, you have to remain in Mexico.
Supposed to.
Doesn't the law say that if you cross, if you're seeking asylum and you cross into a different country other than the United States first, you have to seek asylum in that country?
Yeah.
So therefore, the only people that can seek asylum in the United States that come across the Mexican border are Mexican nationals.
Absolutely.
So remaining in Mexico shouldn't be a thing that they do. It should be the law, because if they're not from Mexico and they're in Mexico, then they should stay there. They don't have a claim of asylum.
I'm good with that. All right, man. Be safe on the road. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, buddy. I agree. I think remain in Mexico is going to be on top of a lot of lists. I think it actually is. Hey, we got a bunch of y'all texting in on this stuff, too. So here's my question for you as we close out the show today. What's on your wish list? What do y'all want to see happen? What is it that you would love to see early in the days of the new Trump administration? Dave from Madison texted in and said, DEI must die. And I agree. That's actually been the title of one of my dippers multiple times. DEI must DIE. But yeah, Dave, I totally agree. I think that there's going to be a policy probably put in place by Trump, executive order, doing away with these ridiculous DEI policies in federal government. Brad from Laredo, Tennessee said, anything to stimulate food production in the U.S. to help bring down the price of groceries. I think that's going to be part of the drill, baby, drill, too, because keep in mind how much fuel it takes to actually run farms. And then, you know, all the things that you can do with getting farm goods to market if the cost of fuel is lower. JT from Monrovia says, I'd like to see all illegal aliens march back across the border and drill, baby, drill. So he's on energy sector and the border issues. Brian from Somerville says, how about finish the wall, finally, LOL. I agree with that. And, oh, by the way, I want to know how much they made off selling the pieces of the wall that never got put up that were sold for scrap. Frank from Huntsville says, I want to see Trump put his policies to work, but I want him to do it in a presidential way. And when he's done in 4 years, I want all of America to be able to say that he's the best president we ever had. Fair. I'm good with that. Joe from Elkmont says, re-education camps teaching betas to be alphas. That's called boot camp, dude. That's called boot camp. Jamie from Hartzell says, no more continuing resolutions. That would be amazing. If we could actually pass a budget, wouldn't that be something? An actual budget. If we have a Republican House and Senate, and we have a president who's calling for it, and they can pass a budget without a CR, that would be amazing.
Well, I wanted to point this one out, too, because it's kind of getting lost in the shuffle here, all the texts coming in, which we greatly appreciate. But Dustin from Hillsborough said that bring Space Command where it's supposed to be in Huntsville.
Sweet.
I think that's a good one.
I think that's a great one. You know what? I bet it will, too.
Yeah.
I bet that will be like a first week executive order. In fact, I'm pretty sure they've stopped construction in Colorado, recognizing there's no need to spend the money.
Yeah.
Sean from Madison says, drill, pardon the J6s and call it the Cheney rule and remain in Mexico. I like calling it the Cheney rule. Can we do that? Can we just call it the Cheney rule? And I got a caller on the line real quick. James from St. Clair is on the line. Hey, James, how you doing?
Still with it. Here's what I would like to happen in America, for serious.
All right.
You know, over the last several years, probably the new most popular Bible verse in the whole country has been 2 Chronicles 7:14. You may know it off the top of your head. No. You don't. Okay. Well,
go right
that's
ahead.
The one where it says, if my people, which are called by Absolutely. My name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and will heal their land. A lot of churches have been, you know, it's been in movies, it's been all over the place. And I have only ever one time heard a very wise elder point out that the context of that verse is found two verses earlier where God is speaking to Solomon, and he says, you're going to build this temple, and I have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. And since we are the temple with the New Testament mindset, okay, now that we've arrived in the heal the land part of the situation, We have to go forward as a Christian nation. People with the mindset of we are the temple of sacrifice. And so if we just put our feet up and we don't participate in any spiritual warfare on anything regarding the hereafter from this point onwards, then we fully stand the run the risk of all this just going away as miraculously as it appeared.
Yeah.
So let everyone keep it in mind. You know, this is about sacrifice in your prayer life from going forward.
I think it's sacrifice. I think it's also stewardship. I think this is a lot like the parable of the talents. You know, we've been given something. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to be the one who buries it in the ground and sits on it and is scared to do something with it? Or are we going to be the one who brings, you know, something to flourish and then is congratulated for having done more with what we've been given?
There you go.
All right, James, appreciate you, man. Great call. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Hey, praise the Lord.
Absolutely. Ed P. from Huntsville says, Phil, close the border, remove everyone in the upper echelons of the federal bureaucracy, both civilian and military, and a Congress that will support and fund the president's programs. This is we got quite the wish list going right now, man. Jamie from Hartsell says, can you change his name? He moved to Pulaski. So, Jamie, appreciate it. But he also said no more continuing resolutions earlier. So, yeah, change Jamie to Pulaski now. Congratulations on the move. Jay from Hartsell says, can the ACLU and the SPLC be put on a terror watch list? Woo! I don't know, but I doubt it. But they can also not get government funds. How about that? Mike from Florence, Alabama says, my top four are the obvious, same as most, so here's another one. In the reporting of hobby income on federal taxes, he said, I review Amazon products in return for free products. I have to report the true market value, even though I can't sell anything for 6 months. It cost me a fine from the Obamacare last year of $900. Wow, that's wow. Mike, I wasn't even aware of that, but wow. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Chris from Gadsden says the first thing Trump should do is call Hamas and say, you will release all the hostages within 24 hours or else. Yeah, I saw a headline earlier, don't know if it's true or not, that Hamas is now calling for peace. I would not be a bit surprised. Got a brand new texter in the line, Chris from, is it Starrett or Starrett?
Starrett.
Yeah, Chris from Starrett. We're glad you're with us. He says a congressional inquiry on the events leading up to Extortion 17. Nice. I got a bunch more on this. Tell me what your wish list is. We're going to take a break, but tell me what your wish list is. What do you want to see in the earliest days, maybe even day one of a second Trump administration? Who do you want to see? Tell me that. What do you want to see done? Where are we going to be? Just talk about your wish list. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, a piece of breaking news came out on one of the TV screens during the last break. Breaking news is that Trump has named his chief of staff for the incoming administration. It is somebody who is apparently known well within political consultancy circles. Her name is Susie Wiles. Susie Wiles... She's not somebody who is like young, dynamic, and fast moving. She looks like somebody who has been working the political circles for quite a while. She worked for Governor Ron DeSantis' campaign, Rick Scott's campaign. She was a senior advisor to Trump in his 2020 campaign, and she was the senior advisor for the Trump campaign this time around. And he says Trump says they call her the Ice Baby, because she knows how to coolly get things done in the background. So it appears that the administration is starting to form its team, and they should, because the transition is already underway. But Trump has named Susie Wiles, apparently, to be his chief of staff.
Wait. I thought Trump didn't like being around smart women because they intimidated him.
Well, that was what we were told. Yeah. But, you know, once again, we're finding out that the press has had it all wrong, man. Just all wrong. Let me go to the phones real quick. John from Decatur is on the line. John, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I would love to see all the DAs and lawyers who've been part of this thing to prosecute Trump with all these illegal charges and all of this. I'd love to see all of them get prosecuted to the full extent of the law for election interference or treason or whatever it could be.
Yeah, I don't think they'll get prosecuted, but I would like to see some ethics complaints filed with their state bar. Some of them were just doing what they were told to do by their DA bosses, but at the same time, I look at it like Jack Smith. I mean, what a hack. that guy is.
Well, hopefully there's some way they could legally be prosecuted, because I think it's election. It's definitely election interference and, to my way of thinking, treason.
Well, I'm not going to deny that if they can find, by the way, one of them did. We have determined that the Fannie Willis boyfriend prosecutor had at least two meetings with White House staff, and that's a clear indication the White House was in some way colluding with the effort to prosecute. If they can start tying this together, then you're going to see it happen, man. Hey, thanks for the call, John. Appreciate you.
All right.
Take care. Yellow Dog Mike has come in and come in strong. Well, Phil, I'm pretty disgusted. We will never give up the fight. We will fight them on the beaches and the hills. They will be easy to spot with their goofy red hats. Yellow Dog Mike from Huntsville. Play some womp womp for him. Just give it to him loud. Tammy from Yana says, this has nothing to do with a wish list, but what is going to happen to President Trump being found guilty in New York? Tammy, you must have missed a whole first hour of the show because that's what we talked about today. The lawfare is going nowhere. So two things real quickly. I'll explain that again. The Trump case, Judge Mershon in the Alvin Bragg conviction case in New York City, there's a hearing in 2 weeks. That hearing, the first thing the judge has to decide is there's a motion to dismiss and to throw out the convictions based upon the fact the Supreme Court of the United States ruled in favor of presidential immunity. He can't even sentence him until he has dealt with the question of immunity. Now, if he denies the Trump motion on the immunity claim, then Trump's team is immediately going to appeal that ruling, not the conviction, but that ruling itself. And I suspect they'll win. I think Judge Mershon knows that. So the question will be, can he even reach sentencing? And no, I don't think he can, because what's going to happen is if he rules in favor of Trump's position on immunity, the case is gone. It's all thrown out. If he rules against Trump on immunity, they appeal immunity. That goes on for a long time, and then it still comes back to appealing whatever he does regarding sentencing. And, oh, by the way, I don't think you can take a sitting president and put him in jail. So just more to come, but right now, Tammy, I think that whole thing is on ice right now. I think that one and the Fannie Willis case are both going to be on ice. Marie from Madison, the NASA administrator is appointed by the president. What would you think about Elon Musk for that position? Woo! Might be a conflict of interest and a cut in pay. I don't know. Chip from Muscle Shoals says, it may sound a bit touch callous, but I would like to see machine gun towers on the completed wall. Very effective deterrent. You know what? There are some, at the very least, some passive deterrent. You can put up those sound barrier walls that make people's ears hurt if they get close to it. You can put up any number of things that are considered to be passive and low impact deterrent. And I think I hear music playing somewhere way in the background. Is that
mean
I'm done?
Yeah, it turned up a little bit.
Well, daggum, I guess we're done. Your wish lists are still coming in. We appreciate all of you. Text newsletter to 833-68-RIGHT and join up. And oh, by the way, don't forget, there are more of us than there are of them. God is still on his throne. Y'all stay in the fight. We'll see you tomorrow.